Monday in the octave of Easter. Today's theme, living in the good news of Easter. Do you know what it's like to be fearful and at the same time overjoyed? That's how the women in today's gospel story from Matthew chapter 28 verses 8 through 15 felt when they encountered the risen Lord for the first time. Think of any overwhelming, maybe even impossible task that you've been given, or any God-ordained task that you have completed but apparently failed to do well. Easter is not merely the end of Lent. Resurrection is not merely the end of an old life or old habits or an old problem that you've wanted to overcome. Easter is a season, an unending season, a joyful running to others to share the good news like those first evangelizers on that first Easter Sunday. The resurrection experience is a season of letting your faith be a source of joy for those who don't yet know the joy of having faith in the resurrected Jesus as the women did for the disciples on that glorious, surprising day. How overwhelming does that task feel? If we really understand that we're Easter people, which means that we've been resurrected from the destruction of sin, how can we restrain our joy? When we're fully aware, we don't want to keep this truth to ourselves. We push the fearfulness aside and freely share our life-changing experiences with others. The movement of growth during Lent was inward. We reflected on our need for forgiveness. Now the movement of growth is outward. In this, we are too often held back by fears. What if we get rejected? What if we get persecuted for our faith? But Jesus tells us what he told the first disciples. Don't be afraid. And why not? The reason is simple and profound. Because he is with us always, and because he fills in the gaps of our inadequacies with his Holy Spirit. Jesus the man kisses our wounds and embraces us in our persecutions. His Spirit gives us wisdom and inspiration. The joy of Easter Sunday is nice, but let's be honest. In our everyday lives, do we live more by fear and worry or by faith and joy? Easter Sunday is the beginning of a season. Easter faith is a restoration of joy based on the fact that we can trust God. He knows what's best for us. Every day he is actively working a plan that converts suffering into victories and hardships into blessings. It's time to move beyond the cross. We have much to celebrate in Jesus. There are people around us who need to see us celebrate our faith. The good news isn't good news unless it raises people up out of their miseries. This is the evidence that the world needs, proving that Jesus is still very much alive.